John DeBella Podcast, 102.9 MGK.
This Friday night at the Opera House in Jim Thorpe, Pennsylvania. He will also be at the Newtown Theater on Saturday for two shows on the 29th of October. He is part of my big Gobble Ghouls show at the Keswick Theater with Tammy Pescatelli and Pete Corriale. Ladies and gentlemen, my gumbare, Adam Ferrara. How you doing?
How are you, Bison? Good to see you, my friend. How is everybody today?
We're doing real good. How you doing?
Kicking and screaming. I hit maybe five games this week. I was at least the Jets have the decency to suck early. Hi, it's over. Sleep in, you know.
I can't believe that you haven't at least switched to the Giants.
They won this. They won too. But even that is just like, you know, that's like the doctor saying, would you like the ointment or the cream? I took the Eagles. They didn't cover.
Yeah, how about that? In a shootout.
Yeah.
38 points.
They won, they didn't cover. You know, the number was three. I know it was four, and they won by three. Of course they did.
Original number was three.
I jumped on it at four.
Oh, really?
I got it at four.
Yeah, I hate a backdoor cover.
We're going to break for a commercial. We'll be right back to grown men bitching and moaning.
Listen, I noticed, because you wrote something about this recently, your wife thinks you're a control freak?
She doesn't think so. She knows I'm a control freak. Here's the thing. I don't know if you noticed, I have anxiety. And lack of structure drives me insane with the anxiety. So she's like, you know, you're being a control freak. I go, what, did you just meet me? I was like this when you met me. That's the other thing about the wife. She's like, well, you know, you could be so much. I'm like, I'm pretty sure this is it. All right? We're peaking right now. All right? I know what it is, Johnny. She screwed up and she married me and now she's blaming me. That's pretty much what it is. And I didn't come riding into her life on a white horse. I was like, m'lady. You know, I met her at a bar. She knew who I was.
All right. No, more than likely, it was an old Monte Carlo that you came riding in on.
What, my money?
What was the car that you had that had the towel racks as door handles?
Oh, a 77 Fleetwood Brougham.
That was it.
It was UPS Brown. It was this giant, ugly caddy, right? And I took that to the, I took it to the prom. And we did an episode of Top Gear. I don't know what the episode was or why I had that car, but I had him get that car. And that thing was so huge. The armrest, it was like a pillow would come out. When I was a kid, you could sleep. I would sleep on one side of the back seat with the armrest out, and my brother was on the other side, and my other brother was up on the deck, where the rearview window would come down.
Amazing.
I told you the story with the Cadillac, my mother's 70 Coupe de Ville, right? When she burnt out the back seat with a cigarette?
No.
Okay, so we had a 70 Coupe de Ville, Army tank green, that ugly olive green, right?
Right.
So my mother flicks a Benson and Hedges out the window, because, you know, she's a lady. We think it went out the window. It didn't, and it sat in the back seat, and we didn't know. We go to sleep. Wake up in the morning, this smoke of the Cadillac, this black smoke. I'm like, oh, we have a new pope. Right, so we ran out. Put the smoke out because it burnt out the back seat. My father and I pulled the back seat out, pulled everything out. It stunk. It was that acrid stink.
Right.
But with the frame of the back seat, we realized we can get half-inch lengths of copper pipe from the trunk through the two front seats and underneath the dashboard, and we can run pipe back and forth to the jobs. So that car became the plumbing truck. John, I took my road test in that thing. That rolling calamity. My father's teaching me how to drive with that. He's like, listen, when you get to the road test, don't slam on the brakes because I got the torch right behind your head and it'll hit you in the back of the head. And they'll probably fail you for that. I go, Pop, don't you think they'll fail me for being in a car with an acetylene torch? It's a bomb. It's a rolling bomb.
Speaking of driving, were you just in Florida?
I was in Florida a couple months ago. What month was it? September? I think I was there in August.
Did you drive the alligator alley?
Yes. Oh, my God. That is terrifying. First of all, I landed in Lauderdale, and I got to drive to Naples. So I rented a car, and I drove through alligator alley, which is frightening. First of all, I go to the rent a car, and the guy goes, you're going through alligator alley? Pay up front. I'm like, why? What's going to happen? So I'm driving, and it's like it's starting to get dark. There's no one on the road. I call my wife, and I'm like, don't hang up. Don't. This could be it. Don't hang up. This thing comes out in the middle of the road. I thought it was a giant rat. I took a picture of it. I didn't want to hit it because I didn't want to screw up the car. So I sent it to my wife. She's like, it's an armadillo. I'm like, it doesn't belong here. It belongs in Texas. It doesn't belong here. I don't know where we are, this Jurassic Park crap, but I got to get the hell out of here. And I'm driving all the way through Alligator Alley. Then you come out of Alligator Alley and you get on the highway. And the nice thing about driving in Florida is the lines on the road are just a suggestion. So the people who live there is like, I'm in the right lane. I need to make a left turn. Well, screw you. I live here. Ow. And that's so now I'm in Thunderdome just trying to get to where I'm getting. And it turned out to be a good gig. But one of my favorite gigs I did in Florida was by Orlando. So Disney gives me a suite with a little balcony. So I'm sitting at the little balcony at the end of the shoot. I got a little bit of bourbon, and I'm watching families run across six lanes of highways because fathers don't want to pay for parking. I hear them. They're like, you can do it. Serpentine, Danielle. Daddy, I'm scared. I showed you. $75 to park. Screw the mouse. We can do this.
Are you having a fight with a comic?
Oh, what?
And you didn't know you guys were fighting.
I didn't know I was fighting.
This was directly from your podcast.
I don't know about letting things go, but I realized how much culturally that stuff is ingrained in us.
Mm-hmm.
And the impulse to the reaction to yell and stuff, that's just in the machine. My uncle. Oh, my mother's side of it, the temper. And the screaming. My uncle used to drive me outside the Midtown. You know the giant cemetery in Queens?
The one that's in every Godfather movie.
Yeah, that Cavalry Cemetery. It's right there. Every time. My uncle was a big, gregarious man. I loved him. And every time we passed that cemetery, his mood would change. He would stick his head out of the window of the truck and yell, "You're not dead enough!"
Wow.
Well, ask Steve about me and letting go of things.
Go ahead, Steve. Tell me about Uncle John.
There's no such thing.
Well, here's the thing. It's like we don't, Italians don't hold grudges. We carry out vendettas, okay? Death doesn't stop. My Uncle Tony's headstone says, here lies Anthony Ferrara, loving husband, devoted father. Albert Colangelo stole my rake.
There's the pitchfork that John Lynn Steve.
And he's buried next to Albert Colangelo.
Oh, that's funny. Wow.
And his headstone says, I gave it back the next day. Stenod. Let me ask you something. What you hold on to stuff, it's like, do you play it over and over in your head?
Always. Constantly.
Oh.
Yeah, constantly.
I have an opera in my head at stoplights. I'm talking to nobody. By myself. I'm playing both parts. That's how screwed up I am.
Bernie, is that the psychiatrist?
Marty.
Yeah.
Has Marty ever dealt with your hanging on to things?
Yeah. He tries to be philosophical about it. He goes, you know, if you plan a revenge, you have to dig two graves. I'm like, I'll kill them both. You know, I don't get... I don't... I get all wound up about that stuff and letting it go. The thing is, I'm taking it too personally. There's one thing he did tell me that kind of helped me. He's like, you know, you can't take life personally. You know, and that's what I do. It's like, they're not doing it to you. They're just doing it, you know?
Is that right, Steve?
Steve, do you go to therapy?
No. We talked about this. I have no problem sleeping. I sleep like a baby. I don't have any issues.
No,
like,
nothing
you,
phases
you and
him.
John.
Nothing phases him. He doesn't know what day of the week it is, but nothing phases
it
him.
It must be something about the olive oil running through your glands that helps, that makes you guys not be able to sleep. It brings stuff back up.
Okay, and what happy town did you grow up in?
Northeast Philly. The Vassalotti last name is all for show. My dad was adopted.
Right.
Your dad was adopted.
Yeah. So Vassalotti, there's no real Vassalotti blood in Steve Vassalotti.
Nope.
All right, so what was your father's background?
Well, we did the 23andMe, so he's really a mutt. Irish, English, German, Scandinavian, even French, zero Italian.
I could tell you gave up DNA without a court order.
Adam Ferrara is appearing tomorrow night in Jim Thorpe, Pennsylvania at the Opera House. On Saturday, he'll be at the Newtown Theater. And then, of course, the important show, the Gabagool Show with Tammy Pescatelli and Pete Coriale. That is coming up on the 29th of October. Tickets for all events that Adam is going to be at are available through adamferrara.com. It is always a pleasure, my brother.
Good to see you, my friend. I'm looking forward to seeing you. Steve, I'm glad you're well-adjusted. I don't believe a word of it, but I thank you for having me on. And we're going to laugh soon, my friend. Be well, be happy, you guys. God bless you.
John DiBella Podcast, 102.9 MGK.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.